Maynard Meyer for Q92. Well, everybody knows what's coming up this weekend. It's the 4th of July and Independence Day, and a big celebration in many communities of the 250th anniversary of the U.S. of A. And Madison's no exception. We've got some things happening. And it's not just one group that's put it on, but just kind of a conglomeration of organizations, starting with the DFL having a pancake breakfast at the VFW at 9. That's till 11 o'clock. And then community church service will be at the Prairie Arts Center from 10 to 11. Declaration of Independence will be read at the Courthouse Green at 1 p.m. Hot dogs and root beer floats at the PAC, the Prairie Arts Center from 1 to 3. And free swimming all day, sponsored by the VFW. And one of the activities at 4 o'clock is music on the Courthouse Green. Lac Parle Players are putting that on, and we have with us in the studio today Chad Felton, who's no stranger to the radio here. We've had you on a time or two before.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again today.
We've been usually talking about things going on at the school or things going on at the Prairie Arts Center, so today's no exception.
Yes, so the Lac Parle Players' contribution to our celebration of the 4th of July, I've been calling it Big Band on the Lawn. So
it says Jazz on the Lawn here, but Jazz
on the
big
Lawn,
band,
Big Band, you know. Yep, so right. if you're a little scared of what that title says, but it's going to be a big band, and we're doing primarily patriotic music and Americana to celebrate our 4th of July.
Okay. And who all is involved in that? What do you have for musicians?
So we have about 15 different musicians involved, ranging from, you know, and they're all local. I want to make sure we talk about that, you know, we have got these people from a larger radius down to Granite Falls up to Ortonville, and everything in between. But on sax, we got Mike Gill. He's new to our group. He's in Granite Falls, UMM grad like I am. Eddie Felton's playing sax, Isabel Milbrandt, and myself on Barry. We got Dustin Johnson and Dale Lean holding down the trombone section. Noah Swart and Ellie Helgeson on trumpet. Three other Feltons are taking the piano because I had to play Barry this time, so it's all good. They're going
to
trade off.
Nice to have an extra piano player.
Yeah, Heidi Thomas and David are going to trade off on that. And then we have Nick Tiglin from Dawson playing bass, and then we've got Nissa and Danny Jimenez on percussion. So looking forward to all of us getting together and jamming.
Yeah, have you been doing a little practicing then?
Friday night. Yeah. So, this is a project group. So everybody's had their folders for a couple of weeks and should be jamming on their own. And then we're coming together Friday night to put it all together. So it is a project for this event.
Yeah, sounds like fun. And it should be hopefully some good weather for it this weekend. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, on that note, you know, there's a chance of thunderstorms. So the backup is the Prairie Arts Center. So if you come to the courthouse lawn and you see nobody there, you'll know to go over to the Prairie Arts Center. But we're hoping we'll have our tents up there and we'll be ready to jam.
Yeah, so it'd be nice if we could have it out in the courthouse lot, that's for sure.
I just think this idea came about 2 years ago. You know, I knew the 250th was coming up, and like, what are we going to do? And I think we were driving away from the Prairie Arts Center and looking at the courthouse in our historic Main Street area and thought, wouldn't it be cool to do a concert up there? And then that just percolated, and I brought it to the board and talked to the powers that be at the courthouse, and they were more than willing to host us there, and then found the musicians and we're making it happen. So
it's kind of interesting where the whole 4th of July came about. The chamber, of course, always has the fireworks, so that's what they were doing, and we really didn't have anything else planned. And then I happened to be talking to Chris Shellstead at the Merck one day, and said, yeah, we just might have to do a few more things. Then we found out you guys were doing that, and this organization, that organization, the ministerium with the church service, and pretty soon we had a 4th of July celebration. So.
Yeah, it's great. You know, everybody puts their piece into the pie, and then you've got a really nice day. So I know a lot of people will be gone, and a lot of musicians who weren't able to play with us this time because they are gone for different reasons. But for those of you that are here, or your family's coming to town, or your kids coming back, or relatives are in town, please bring them up to the courthouse at 4 o'clock and check this out. This is a one and only. This is only going to happen one time this way. So.
All right. Well, you know, it's the old wives' tale that everybody goes to the lake. Well, everybody doesn't go to the lake. In fact, I was in a room full of people one time, and somebody said that, well, we can't do it because everybody goes to the lake. And so I said, okay, raise your hand in here if you're going to the lake. And there were like two guys. Everybody else was going to be around. So I said,
well,
see,
and we can make it happen.
And those who didn't go to the lake are looking for something to do, so they can come on over to Madison.
Yes, please come over to Madison. It's going to be a great one. So, yeah, and we're doing, the programming is, we're laying right into the Americana. I mean, you're going to hear America the Beautiful a couple different ways. But, you know, this is a once and only for us, you know, 250th celebration. So,
yeah, I don't think we're going to be around for the next one. So.
No. So, and on that note, so yeah, a lot of patriotic and Americana, and then there's a couple of gems in here. I don't want to give too much away because I want you to come and listen to
it.
But there are some things that are not necessarily, not everyone's a straight-up patriotic. Some of it is based in the fact that they are bands or groups born and raised in America. So you got to come out and find out. You know, I don't, you know, so I will give away a little bit. You know, we are going to do one from Porgy and Bess. So summertime, you know, hot and sweaty on a Saturday afternoon. I think that just lays right in there. A couple of other tunes, you know, like I said, I guess I mentioned America the Beautiful, and we've got a really fun version of Battle Hymn of the Republic. So got to come and check that out. It's not the standard one out of the hymnal. This is our big band arrangement of this. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, again, that's at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the 4th of July, at the courthouse lawn. And as Chad said, if you don't see anybody out in the lawn, the weather looks questionable. Come on indoors, Prairie Arts Center, and it'll be right over there instead. So nice to have a backup.
Yes, it is. Very nice to have that. So we'll be on that street no matter what.
How about Lock Pearl Players now? You have anything else in the works coming up here in the next
nothing
weeks
to speak
or months?
Of right now. Okay. So, you know, we're going to get through this week right here and then take it from there. So
we'll talk more about that later. Then.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Chad, appreciate you coming in. Chad Felton from the Lock Pearl Players talking a little bit about the Independence Day weekend activities, and have a great 4th, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you so much. We'll see you Saturday.